This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Deadly, destructive weather.
The back of the house was ripping off.
Investigation into Pentagon chief.
That's not the way this is supposed to happen.
Final push in Iowa.
If Donald Trump is the nominee, the election is going to be about legal issues.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A pounding storm with fierce winds kicking up deadly tornadoes in the south, flooding rains in the northeast. CBS's Lena Zak begins our team coverage.
In New York City, behind the wheel and on the pavement, New Yorkers fought the commute home, battling swamp streets and whipping winds.
Forget about the umbrellas. Try to use a hood.
Those gusts that reached between 40 and 50 miles per hour are part of a system that walloped the East Coast, inundating streets and turning them into rivers. Including Ridgewood, New Jersey, which saw about 4 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. In Annapolis, Maryland, the nearby Severn River spiked to a historically high level of 5 feet, pouring onto roads and leaving them so impassable, this person swapped their car for a kayak.
Kind of alarming to see. I didn't realize how crazy it gets.
In the south, suspected tornadoes have caused life-altering damage in multiple states. Here's Dave Malkoff in Panama City Beach, Florida.
A string of tornadoes, heavy rain, and powerful winds pummeled the Florida panhandle, ripping off roofs, shredding homes, and crumbling buildings.
It was a freight train hitting a brick wall.
The storm damaged Gary Michael's Panama City Beach home, where he took cover with his family.
It's kind of like a war zone down that street. Oh my goodness, look at that crooked house.
Near Atlanta, Georgia, a 78-year-old driver died after a tree smashed into his car, pinning it to the highway. Roadways there were flooded when the system dumped more than 3 inches of torrential rain in just hours.
We're learning more about why the defense secretary was hospitalized, and CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang says there will be a review about why it took so long for the president and other officials to be told.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin had surgery to treat prostate cancer under general anesthesia nearly 3 weeks ago, but President Biden did not find out about the diagnosis until yesterday.
It is not optimal for a situation like this to go as long as it did without the commander-in-chief knowing about it.
Some House Republicans have sent a letter to President Biden calling for Austin's resignation, accusing the four-star general of covering up his hospital stay. Meantime, other lawmakers want to see a congressional investigation.
There must be consequences for this stunning incompetence.
White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients sent a memo launching a review of protocols and ordering agencies to alert the White House about delegations of authority right away.
There's word former President Trump plans to deliver at least part of the closing argument at his New York civil fraud trial tomorrow. CBS's Robert Costa has more on his day in court yesterday in Washington, arguing for immunity in the federal election case.
I feel that as a president, you have to have immunity. Very simple.
In the crowded courtroom, Trump sat in the front row next to his lawyer, who argued the former president and all presidents should be immune from prosecution over conduct while in office.
To authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box.
Special counsel Jack Smith's team pushed back.
It would mean that if a former president engages in assassination, selling pardons, these kinds of things, and then isn't impeached and convicted, there is no accountability.
The judges seem skeptical of Trump's argument that he's immune for his conduct while he was in office.
Tom Dupree is a former federal prosecutor.
I think the final battleground on this will be the United States Supreme Court.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Iowa covering the final day's push ahead of Monday's first-in-the-nation presidential caucuses.
Good evening.
On television.
I think if you're a conservative, I'm your guy.
And driving through the snow to be on the stump.
Don't complain about what happens in a general election if you don't play in this caucus.
Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley are now in Iowa for the final 5 days and are set to face off in a one-on-one debate tonight. While DeSantis and Haley look to be vying for second in Iowa, a new poll shows Haley has cut former President Donald Trump's lead in New Hampshire down to just single digits. First-time Iowa caucus voter Lauren Vandereet.
A conservative female president is something that I think America could use right about now.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun says the company will be 100% transparent with investigators looking into the fuselage blowout on a 737 MAX jet last week.
We're going to approach this, number one, acknowledging our mistake. We are going to approach it with 100% and complete transparency every step of the way.
He spoke in a company video. Investigators have found loose parts in other grounded 737s. NASA has delayed its planned astronaut moonshots, with any possible crew landing put off until 2026. Now the plan is to send a crew to orbit the moon next year. Now to Ecuador. Gunmen interrupted a TV newscast. Threats were broadcast live. This all followed the escape of two gang leaders from prison. Eventually, 13 attackers were arrested. No one was killed. In New York City, CBS's Matt Piper tells us some eviction notices have gone out to migrants.
We don't want to live like this, Maria from Venezuela says in Spanish. She's 8 months pregnant, living in a hotel with her husband for the last 5 months. City Controller Brad Lander.
To kick families out of shelter in the middle of wintertime to displace kids from their school.
The asylum-seeking families now need to reapply for shelter.
Meta says it will start hiding inappropriate content from teenagers' accounts on Instagram and Facebook. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
The biggest change is that Meta is going to wall off certain types of content. So, for example, thoughts around self-harm or eating disorders are not going to be viewable on a teen's account.
Meta faces lawsuits from several states that accuse its platforms of contributing to a mental health crisis.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
25 years ago today, HBO premiered a show that ushered in prestige TV.
The Sopranos is still considered one of the best series of all time.
Are you in the mafia?
Am I in the what?
But if you've never seen it, the network just started a new Sopranos TikTok account with 25-second clips condensing all 86 episodes.
Mr. Soprano?
It's good to be in something from the ground floor.
Him, those ducks.
On streaming, Max released deleted scenes and more than 5 hours of behind-the-scenes content. There's Sopranos merch, Italian sandwich pop-ups, and theaters are hosting fan screenings in New York and L.A. In New Jersey, you can even hop on a bus to tour Tony's old neighborhood. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
California lawmakers begin debate on a bill today that would ban tackle football for children under age 12 in the state. Similar bills in a handful of other states have failed to pass. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in. No matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.